from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief for July 12th. It's Riley, July 12th. 10 stories from overnight. Sourcing first, take second. Let's get into it. First, from the Hindu top, Monsoon Tracker. Live, cloudburst floods hotels, houses in Pahalgam. Heavy to very heavy rain lash parts of India. So, I've got some updates on the monsoon situation in India. A landslide scare hit Shimla's Sanjauli area early yesterday morning, July 11th, after heavy rainfall. Residents of Bothwell Estate were forced to stay outdoors, fearing their houses could collapse. According to eyewitnesses, the situation was chaotic, with people waiting for help to arrive. The landslide threat was reportedly averted, but the residents had to spend the day in the open. Next. Second, from The Daily Beast. J.D. Vance shares his thoughts on Charlie Kirk's murder. Vice President J.D. Vance said he's convinced the 23-year-old accused of killing activist Charlie Kirk pulled the trigger, but he also floated a broader conspiracy, wondering whether others helped radicalize the shooter. The preliminary hearing in Utah this week saw the defendant face multiple murder and weapons charges, while a judge considered whether there's probable cause to move forward. Vance's comments, shared in an interview, suggested he believes a network of left-wing radicals may have encouraged the act, even though he admits there's no direct evidence linking them to the shooter. Meanwhile, Donald Trump Jr. attended the courtroom, stating that the evidence he's seen clears up the conspiracy theories and points squarely at the accused. Up next. Third, from the American peasant. Death to short grain. I've been hearing a lot about the short grain problem that shows up where a stick chair arm meets its shoe. That's where most cracks happen during assembly. To dodge it, folks are either building chairs with two separate arms like the Irish Gibson, learning to steam bend their own arms, swapping in plywood arm bows, or checking out the newest arm bow design I'm rolling out. My latest prototype curves the wood, laminates the short grain sections, and uses a flexible PVA glue that handles the tiny cross grain joint without fuss. It's sturdy enough for a toddler's swing by, and even snaps into place like a steam bent piece. If you try it, remember, keep all joints loose before you pull everything together, then tighten up at the end. That loose until tight rule kept my recent class arm free from any breakage. And then, fourth, from Milk and Cookies. The emotional freedom of self-expression. Self-expression feels like a quiet lift when you turn a vague feeling into something tangible. Whether it's a journal line, a color choice outfit, or a playlist that nails a mood. That act doesn't pay a bill, but it clears the mental fog and steadies you in the moment. As adults, we learn to package competence, humor, ambition, even sadness in ways that keep others comfortable, while the parts we hide keep circling inside. Giving those inner currents a shape, writing, cooking, dancing, arranging a room, breaks the loop, letting the energy move outward instead of turning into worry. Start small. Write a single sentence that says exactly what you mean, pick a hue you've been avoiding, or record a voice note before polishing it. Those modest moves tighten the link between what's inside and what you live, making the inner self more visible and the outer life feel more genuine. Next. Fifth. From the Hindu top, news and frames. A sacred trail of faith and fellowship. The centuries-old Amarnath Yatra, a Hindu pilgrimage through the Himalayas' treacherous terrain, is more than a religious tradition as it brings thousands of people on a shared path. The 57-day journey, which also supports the livelihoods of many, carries a powerful message of harmony and compassion in an increasingly polarized world. Up next. Sixth, from the Guardian World. EU accused of dragging its feet over ban on trade with illegal Israeli settlements. EU foreign ministers are set to meet in Brussels on Monday to discuss a possible ban on imports from Israeli settlements. The move comes as the international community grapples with a humanitarian crisis in Gaza and rising violence in the occupied West Bank, where a UN inquiry found Israel to be committing genocide. A decision on the ban is not expected for months, despite mounting pressure from human rights groups. The EU has been accused of dragging its feet on upholding international law, particularly in light of a recent UN report that found Israel responsible for the deaths of at least 235 children in the occupied West Bank. And then, seventh, from the Guardian World, a revolution in ruins, fury amid the rubble of a housing project in quake-hit Venezuela. The two magnitude 7 quakes that hit Carabaleta last week ripped the OPPE 25 housing complex apart, leaving concrete slabs and families in disarray. The project, built under Hugo Chavez's Bolivarian vision, was meant to showcase a new, prosperous Venezuela. But the devastation has exposed how unprepared the current government is to handle such a disaster. Residents who once celebrated moving into the 12-story towers now scramble for shelter, while officials scramble for a coordinated response that still feels half-hearted. The collapse has sparked fresh anger toward the Maduro administration, with many questioning whether the promises of the revolution can survive this rubble. Next. 8th, from The Guardian, U.S. U.S. allies apprehensive after capricious Trump changes tune at NATO summit. Trump showed up at the NATO summit in Ankara looking unusually conciliatory toward Turkey's leader, a move that caught longtime allies off guard. In the past week, he praised Erdogan and hinted at new defense deals, while simultaneously questioning the alliance's relevance and threatening to pull U.S. forces. European partners, still uneasy after his earlier criticism of NATO, now worry that his unpredictable stance could weaken collective security and embolden rivals. Analysts say the up next. 9th from The Daily Beast. Kash Patel summoned to White House for assault on reporters. Kash Patel, the embattled FBI director, was summoned to the White House on Friday to investigate information leaked to the New York Times about security concerns involving President Trump's new Qatar-donated Air Force One. The Times reported that Trump flew out of Turkey on an older version of Air Force One, citing people who had been briefed on the plane switch, and claimed the new Qatari jet lacked critical security features. Patel spent around 8 hours at the White House, briefing senior administration officials on the investigation, and the four Times reporters who reported on the story received subpoenas on Friday night, including some delivered to their home addresses. The Times reported that the subpoenas want the reporters to testify on Wednesday in New York. The investigation is reportedly focused on the leak of information about Trump's new plane, with some sources claiming that Patel had his own concerns about the type of information that was publicly disclosed. A source told MS Now that Patel canceled his trip to Chicago and was summoned to the White House immediately in apparent panic. The White House communications director, Stephen Chung, said that President Trump is laser-focused on helping the American people and keeping them safe. But the Times called sending subpoenas to reporters a brazen act intended to intimidate journalists. The Times attorney, David McCraw, said that the appearance of federal law enforcement agents on the doorstep of news reporters should shock the conscience of any American who believes in the Constitution and the press freedom it protects. And then, 10th, from CBC News, Canada. BC drowning deaths rise sharply as safety groups urge life jacket use. So, I dug into this BC thing, and it's pretty alarming. At least 30 people have drowned in the province so far this year, which is a 50% increase from the same point last year. The BC and Yukon Life Saving Society is pointing out that this is the sharpest increase in drowning deaths in Canada. They're saying it's a trend they've been warning about for a while now. The importance of wearing life jackets, especially in areas with strong currents or rough waters. That's the day. Back at the desk tomorrow. What to watch is in your subscribe link.